Jack Robinson joins us now to talk business. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We chat with him on Fridays. So this week, we got some news from Aerojet, the big rocket engine maker in Rancho Cordova. It's been a long time coming, but apparently federal regulators have finally given Aerojet the okay to buy a competitor.
Yeah, it was last July, nearly a year ago, that GenCorp, that's the parent company of Aerojet, said it would buy a Southern California company called Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne from United Technologies. Rocketdyne makes missiles and rocket engines, too, so you can see why there would be some antitrust issues here.
Well, if memory serves, didn't GenCorp announce it would sell part of the business to satisfy regulators?
Right. In January, GenCorp said the Federal Trade Commission had a problem with the deal, not because both companies make rockets. It was a very specific part of their business involving technology to stabilize rockets in flight that the regulators were worried about. We hadn't heard any more about this for several months, and now it's clear why. Mark Anderson, who covers technology for us, says the Defense Department spoke up, apparently, on behalf of GenCorp and lobbied the FTC to let the company keep that flight stabilization business.
Wow, so there was a national security concern about splitting up the business?
Apparently. Monday, the FTC announced that the acquisition could proceed and that GenCorp would not have to divest itself of that business, and the deal could be final any day now. This is a $550 million acquisition, by the way, and it will make GenCorp our largest public company by a good margin. The McClatchy Company, which publishes the Sacramento Bee and about 30 other newspapers around the country, will drop down to number two.
Another Sacramento company in the news this week is working on a test for Alzheimer's disease. The company is called Neurovision Imaging, which actually I have to admit, I've never heard of before.
Yeah, I hadn't either until Kathy Robertson, our health reporter, picked up on it this week. It's a tiny company, just a few people working for it, but it's got a pretty exciting product that's now going through clinical trials in Australia. It's a cheap, non-invasive eye exam to look for buildup of plaques in the brain, which can give people years of warning about the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Speaking of medical things, Kathy wrote this week about a study that I think raises an important new issue about the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, if you will. The study says that health care reform may actually encourage more workers to work for themselves.
Yeah, well, I've heard that a lot of business groups are worried that the healthcare overhaul will force some companies to lay off workers. So is that what we're talking about here?
It's a different issue, similar but different. Under the healthcare overhaul, companies with fewer than 50 employees are exempt from some responsibilities that larger companies have. So critics have argued that healthcare overhaul will prompt some employers to cut their workforce to keep under that threshold. Now, there's no evidence yet if that really might be an issue, but this study by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation concludes that access to affordable health insurance could encourage some workers to quit. The idea is that many would prefer to be self-employed, but they can't get coverage on their own, so they stay in their jobs. That would be either because they have a pre-existing condition or can't afford current rates.
Does this study predict how many people might go that route?
The estimate is 1.5 million nationally and 250,000 in California, but honestly, we don't really know. This is just a study, and no one knows what's going to happen when Covered California starts offering policies effective next year. So far, things seem to be working out as expected, but it's still early days.
Okay, well, we've got a lot of car dealerships in the area, and the state auto dealers recently released sales figures for the first quarter. The numbers show that the Toyota Prius is number one in California. Is that new?
It is new, and I don't think this development has received enough attention. Kelly Johnson, our retail reporter, dug into the issue for this week's print edition, and she says the Prius became the top-selling car or light truck in California last year, and most of us think of the Prius as something that environmentally conscious consumers, upscale consumers, favor. But Kelly finds that it and other hybrids are really becoming quite mainstream.
Oh, man. You mean those East Coast stereotypes about Californians are really true?
I don't know about the Birkenstocks and the granola crunching, but there may be some truth in the tree hugger part of it. California fuel prices probably drive part of it, but the desire to save the planet seems to be a factor in California as well.
All right, Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. He joins us Fridays to talk business, and you can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.